Now, on the line, I have Lorraine Harton, and she is a coordinator, social media influencer, media department tutor at Colosta Doolig. Good morning, Lorraine. How are you?
Good morning. How are you? I'm good, thanks.
Now, Lorraine, tell us all about this course that you're doing.
Yeah, so in Colosta Doolig College of Further Ed, we have a course, relatively new course. This is our third year now, called Social Media Influencer. And basically what it is, it's a mixture between a media course and a digital marketing course. It's essentially a digital marketing course mixed with a media foundation course. So on the course, students learn how to make content, so really good quality content, both visual and audio. They also learn about photography. They learn about things like Photoshop and other software that they might need to work online, and then they learn how to actually publish that content online, so on different social media platforms. They learn all about the platforms and what they represent and what they mean and what the audience are for each platform, because each platform has a very specific audience. So they're learning how to make content, but then they're also learning how to publish that content online.
Now, I was just listening to one of the other stations, and there was actually two ministers, and it was the which minister was it he was talking to it was the Minister for Health that he was talking to, and he was asking the question about the former Minister for Health, who has seemingly is big into TikTok. So it's obviously it's so important in a lot of areas in life to be somewhat skilled in social media. So who are the people you're looking for, and what's going to be the benefit for them?
Yeah, you're right. It's really important now more than ever, that people are aware of social media, but also are proficient in using it. I think the type of people we're looking for, it's anyone who has an interest in social media, or anyone who, say, has a product or an idea that they want to promote in some way. So sometimes it's themselves that they want to promote. They might have some type of skill or talent, or really kind of niche interest that they think that they are very interested in, but also that other people would be interested in seeing them do, or watching them do, or listening to them, or whatever it is, and they want to get that out there online. Or we also take in people who want to do social media management for other companies, because that's such a big job now. Every company has a social media department, so every company will have a social media manager, they'll have a strategist, all of this. So we'll teach the students how to do that. So it's a really broad selection of people that we get coming who are interested in the course. Some people are interested in promoting either themselves or their business. A lot of the time students have businesses that they want to start, but they don't know how to promote it online. And it's just so important now. If you have a business, you have to have a social media presence. If you don't, you're cutting maybe half, maybe even more of your audience there. So promote themselves, promote their business, or promote other people's ideas and business.
And you mentioned the thing of that each social media platform has a different audience.
Yeah, definitely.
And it's so important, if you're trying to market something, to know which audience is which, and which the one that you're looking for, so you're going on the right platform.
Yeah, exactly. So, for example, you mentioned TikTok then. TikTok is obviously massive at the moment, and that's a very young audience. Now, not to say that people who are above the age of 25 don't look at TikTok. I look at TikTok a lot, but that is kind of primarily the audience that you're targeting. And also the whole thing about TikTok is it's fun. You know, the whole point of TikTok is people go on there to be entertained, to laugh. There's a lot of kind of comedy sketches on there, or even if there's a brand, they'll try and put some sort of comedy slant on it. You have a lot of comedians on there. So TikTok is really important for entertainment and fun. Then you have something like Twitter, and that's kind of where journalists live, and that would be a lot more serious. I suppose there'll be a lot more debates on that. And then you have Instagram, which is very, very visual. So anybody who's interested in fashion or beauty or even cooking or anything like that, Instagram is really suitable for that. And then Facebook is really good for, say, long form videos, or if you want to do pieces to camera, or maybe social issues, or anything that you can maybe need a little bit more time than the limited character on Twitter, or the limited time that you get on TikTok or Instagram, or it mightn't be as visual as Instagram. So each platform really has its own audience, but it also has its own kind of way of getting information out there. So it's really important that you know who your audience is on each platform, but also that you tailor your content for the platform that you're releasing it on, because something you release on TikTok, it wouldn't work possibly just as well on Twitter. You might have to adjust it slightly for Twitter.
And then, of course, you have WhatsApp.
Yeah, WhatsApp is, that's so important now as well. And now on WhatsApp, you have the ability to put up a status, which we never had before. And there's all of these updates that are coming. And the fact that Facebook and WhatsApp are so intertwined now, I would imagine these updates are just going to keep on coming. You're going to be able to put up lots of different content, lots of different probably audio, video. I'd imagine people's profile pictures might change to a video, that type of thing. So businesses are going to be on WhatsApp soon too.
Now, Lorraine, and we don't have a lot of time, but can you tell us, if someone's interested in getting involved in the course, how do they do it, and give us the background to it, or what's it going to take?
Yeah, so if you're interested in the course, you go onto our website, which is cdcfe.ie. And if you find the social media influencer course, which is in the media department, just click on that and then click on apply now, and then I'll get notified. I'm the coordinator, and then I'll get in touch with you. Our classes are actually starting next week, but because the CEO offers and Leaving Cert and everything this year was so late, we are allowing people in past next week. So if anybody is interested, they could do that. I'll get in touch with them. Or if they want to contact me, my name is Lorraine Harton, and I'll call out my email address, even though it's quite long. It's lorraine.harton@cdcfe.cdetb.ie. Or even if you just want to contact the office, all of the information is up on our website, and just say you're interested in the social media course and I'll get back to you.
Well, I will put the link to the social media course on the podcast of the interview, so people will be able to get it there as well.
Brilliant. Thanks so much.
Absolutely delighted. And I can say to anyone out there, if you want a job in that, there's a huge amount of jobs out there in this type of sphere. So I know from my own background, I was in a large organization in the corporate affairs department. So I do know there is huge appetite out there in industry for people who have a knowledge of this.
Definitely, and I think it's just going to increase and get these type of people are going to be even more in demand.
Indeed. Lorraine, thank you so much for chatting to us this morning.
Thanks so much for having me on.
All the best. Take care now. Bye-bye.
Bye.